Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Big Three co-founder Jeff Quatinetz and Ice Cube stirred up some rumor mills this week after Jeff said that he heard from a credible source that Kobe Bryant was going to be playing next year. As it turns out, Kobe won't be playing for the Big Three anytime soon, which was confirmed by his chief marketing officer of Kobe Inc. She says, not true, 100% not happening. Well, Ice Cube did comment on his hopes to see Kobe play again. He said, they've got a list of people. He said, I think fans would love to see Kobe, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, and Paul Pierce. Anybody who still has the passion to play. We don't want you if you don't have the passion to play. So if Kobe doesn't have that passion, then he should just watch it on TV. Guess what? Kobe's going to be watching on TV. And Ben Affleck is back in rehab. This is the third time. The 46-year-old agreed to seek treatment after Jennifer Garner begged him to get help while at his Pacific Palisades home. Now, witnesses says that she arrived carrying a Bible and accompanied by a lawyer. You know, Ben was very emotional. You could see him. You know, all the paparazzi were out there as he was being driven to rehab by Jennifer. He arrived at the Canyon Live-In Rehab Facility in Malibu. The same evening, he has checked in for an extended period of time. Now, it's not clear how this will affect the pair's divorce proceedings. You know, they've been stalled in the courts for years, but I'll bet it will at least put a damper on that relationship Ben was having with the 23-year-old Playboy model. Oops. And Steven Tyler is mad, and he is not taking it anymore. Donald Trump has been using the band's songs at his political rallies. Well, the Aerosmith singer hit out at the president once again, demanding that he stop using their songs. Living on the Edge, an Aerosmith 1993 hit, was actually played just before the president's rally this week in Charleston Civic Center in West Virginia. Well, Tyler took to Twitter again to express his continued frustration at Trump for using their songs. He says, this is not about Democrats or Republicans. I don't let anybody use my songs without my permission. My music is for causes, not for political campaigns or rallies. He says, protecting copyright and songwriters is what he's been fighting for years, even before this current administration. Steven Tyler has taken his fight beyond Twitter, sending a cease and desist letter to the White House. I wish you luck with that one, buddy. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, and make sure you check out our podcast this week. We have an exclusive with the family of the now deceased lyric McHenry. You don't want to miss this. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.